T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Honestly, I was unaware of that. We had discussed it before, and you know, it was brought up to us. That's for him to comment on in the future. I'm not going to sit up here and speak for him. He's his own man. We'll move forward. We chose to support her son, and she wants to make the community closer, and that's what we got to do. Was it perfect at the end of the day? No. As a collective unit, we wanted to support her and her family and draw awareness.
I did not know about Al's choice for the back of his helmet, and obviously that's his choice.
Pony and Muller presented by Schaaf and Luhana, injury law firm doing good by doing right. Want to make it clear, we did not want to start today's show talking about Al Villanueva's helmet from Monday night, but we are going to because of what you just heard. Steelers captains Cam Hayward and Ben Roethlisberger sounding like they were taken aback by Villanueva's decision to tape the name of a slain war hero over the name of Antoine Rose for Monday night's game against the Giants. And I am forced, or we are forced, to talk about this now because I think it has the potential to become a football issue. I think this has the chance to become a Steelers locker room issue, Chris. I feel that way because of what Arthur Mote said to us yesterday. He believes things like this, when somebody goes off script, when a player either goes behind the backs of everybody else on the team or does their own thing, he has seen it happen before with the Steelers, that it has the potential to create division and dysfunction. And even though we did not hear Cam Hayward and Ben Roethlisberger rip Al Villanueva there, they also made it really clear, very crystal clear, that this was something that was done without either their permission or support. And so I wonder about the ripple effects inside the Steelers locker room. And that becomes something that I do care about. We can debate all we want social justice issues and the platforms players have. I care right now about the Steelers and their pursuit of a Super Bowl, and I don't want things off the field to potentially get in the way of that.
I didn't want to talk about this either, but it has continued to become a story. I think when Villanueva was the only member of the Steelers out of the tunnel in Chicago, which he chalked up as a, kind of a mess, like an error, I guess, an innocent mistake or, you know, something that wasn't intentional, that still caused a massive stir. Granted, I think the country was...
They lost that game because of it,
well,
I think.
The country was much more attuned. Sure, they lost to Mike Glennon, although Mike Glennon has a pretty good record against them, it would seem. I thought that caused a major storm in that locker room. And that was something that Villanueva himself said was not intentional or premeditated even. The way that this one played out, it appears that Mike Tomlin, maybe Mike Tomlin is telling the truth. I get the sense that the way it played out, where it was a hastily scrawled name of Alwin Cash on Villanueva's helmet, that either Mike Tomlin was trying to cover for him a little bit and trying to defuse the situation, or that he, I guess, was telling the truth and Villanueva really asked him. The fact that Hayward and Roethlisberger, the team's two captains, and I would argue the two guys from a football standpoint who command the most respect in that room, and maybe overall command the most respect in that room, the fact that they said what they said makes me think that there is, at the very least, or there are at the very least, Andrew, a lot of questions that players in that room would like to ask Al. I also note that Al talked after the one in Chicago. He
apologized.
His actions. He denied a chance to speak about this one, which I find interesting.
And Hayward brought that up in the clip we just played. I don't want to speak for Al. You guys should talk to him.
Well, he was not made available. No, I shouldn't even say that. That's not the truth. He was, you know, it was asked, hey, is Al going to talk? And he declined the opportunity to speak.
We know that for a fact now, that Villanueva was asked to talk today and the Steelers reporters were told, no, that's not happening.
That is my understanding of it. I'm going to go back and double check this right now. But that is my understanding, is that he was asked about this, that there was a, you know, a request.
This is getting turned into an issue, and it's something that the Steelers are going to have to spend time on. And I don't think that, you know, you don't want, when you're installing your game plan on a Wednesday, for something team-related to take your focus off of football. And let me tell you what I mean by that. Roethlisberger said in that clip, hey, it's his choice. And then he went on to say that's what makes this country what it is. I was under the impression that they were going to do something as a team. Now, we can debate whether or not that's the right way to go about it. We can have a disagreement on that. Maybe each guy should be left to his own devices. Each guy should, if they want to stand for the anthem, they should be allowed to. If they want to kneel, they should be able to. If they want to support one person's cause, they can. If somebody wants to support another cause, that's his prerogative. The Steelers had put out the message for months that they were going to do something as a team. One person went away from that. So here is my question now. If I am Ben Roethlisberger, and I don't, for whatever reason, not to turn this into a political or social conversation, I, for whatever reason, don't want Antoine Rose's name on the back of my helmet. Maybe I just want Steelers on the back of my helmet. Maybe I don't want to make a political or social gesture or point at all, and I just want it to be, I don't know, my traditional helmet. Am I allowed to do that now? Because they've made an exception.
How do we know that how do we know already, Andrew, that there aren't guys in that room who either didn't want anything on their helmets or maybe wanted another name, a person whose situation they felt very strongly about for one reason or another? You know, that I think that what's explained here is that Antoine Rose is maybe the highest profile victim of a police shooting or in this area in recent memory. What if there are guys from other towns? From other parts of the country who might have wanted, somebody from Kentucky who would have wanted Breonna Taylor's name. The point is,
or they don't want to do anything at all. Maybe a guy just says, I'm a football player.
Is, yeah, so a guy who says, I don't want to do anything at all, or they wanted somebody else's name on him. We don't know how many players are in that room who felt that way, who went with it anyway, because it's the team concept. We know of one player who did not, who for the second time has now put himself apart from his teammates. And I think in this particular case, his cause was a noble one, Alwin Cash's cause, but Al Villanueva has to know on some level that his teammates, for a lot of fans, are going to be portrayed as the bad guys here. Let me be clear about one other thing, too. I'm reading from what Sean Gentile wrote in The Athletic about this. I'm going to read one paragraph to just support what I said about Villanueva not talking. Unlike in 2017, when Villanueva explained his rationale and how he'd been waylaid by a chaotic tunnel in Chicago, we have been left to guess this time why he chose what he chose. Villanueva, through the Steelers, did not respond to an interview request, and player access both post-game and on practice days is severely limited due to COVID-19 protocol.
The nature of the Rose case, when the Steelers made that decision before the game, when we found out about it Monday afternoon, that decision on its own was going to create some derision and some debate. We all knew that. But who it was going to be directed at, it was really going to be something that if it divided the fans and people that watch Steelers football, it was not going to be directed at any one person. It was going to be directed at the entire organization because it was an organizational-wide thing, okay? That idea of some fans having a problem with the Steelers, I don't think that that negatively affects a team's performance or affects the way a team...
When they're unified as one in it, right?
Uh-oh, I don't know why Belichick's sounding off.
Wait, you're saying that if the fans would have a negative feeling, it would be towards the entire team, but that doesn't affect them because they have chosen to make the decision
That's yes, and those voices, they're not inside Steelers headquarters. They're not part of the team. So if fans are livid because it has a certain person's name on the back of the helmet, how does that actually trickle into the locker room? I don't really think it does. But when...
Well, that's the point of a team-focused gesture, right, of this, saying we are going to provide a... we are going to present a united front, whatever it might be.
If Arthur Motes had come on here yesterday and said, guys, I know Al, I know most of the leaders in that Steelers locker room, I played for Mike Tomlin, this is not going to be a big deal at all. Okay. I would have put, maybe not taken that as complete gospel, but I would have put a lot of weight in that.
He did not do that.
He didn't do that, and then... To make it worse, you have I think Hayward's comments more than Ben, which are like, yep, nope, he didn't tell us, and I'd like for him to talk about it, and now you're telling me that he's not. And that makes me nervous that there is some bad blood now brewing in that locker room, and that's the last thing I want, as they're just a few days away from their home opener.
Yeah. Yep, a house divided can't stand. I'm going to use a military term here. You've maybe heard this, Pony, and I think because so many allegories are made with team sports and with military, right? Unit cohesion, which is, quote, this is a U.S. chief of staff, quote, the bonding together of soldiers in such a way as to sustain their will and commitment to each other, the unit, and the mission accomplishment despite combat or mission stress, end quote. So we all make, you know, these football as war analogies always get put out there. How is this helping the cohesion of this football team in this case? It's not.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.